This is a re-recording of a talk Vicky made at the Houghton TM Centre on the 24th of October 2012 on the subject of nature support.
So tonight we're talking about nature support. We're going to start off by describing or explaining what is nature support and why is it important that you should have it. And then I'd like to go through some beautiful Maharishi quotes, which you've got a pack of. And we'll listen to a wonderful tape by Maharishi really explaining this. So what's nature support? You know, we talk about lucky people, always in the right place, the right time. Some people seem to do so little, they achieve so much. It's like the universe is listening to them. Other people, on the other hand, seem to struggle and it's quite difficult for them. I would say from my personal experience that nature support is possibly the best benefit that TM brings to the practitioner. Apart from all the health benefits and the stress and, of course, the growth towards enlightenment, nature support on a daily basis makes the difference between a fantastic life and a difficult life. It's like having the universe, your friend, listening to your desires. It's like having the best personal assistant who does everything you ask. And then as the relationship grows with a personal assistant, they know to give it to you before you ask. And then as the relationship deepens with a personal assistant, they actually know to give it to you before you even know you want it. And when it arrives, you think, wow, it's exactly what I wanted. And that's what nature support is. Now, it's like life is a series of, what is a happy life? It's like life is a series of snapshots. Happy moments, and in between, not such happy moments. So we have a snapshot, or a happy snapshot could just be a nice conversation with somebody who appreciates you, or a nice lunch with a friend where you laugh and you have a good time, and for that hour you are happy. Or it could be a bigger snapshot. It could be a fantastic weekend that you went away with your family, or a trip. Or it could be a successful project that you worked on for a while. But ultimately, unless we have a backdrop of pure bliss consciousness, transcendental consciousness, established pure inner bliss consciousness, life is only going to be a series of snapshots of happy moments, either a few or more if we're more fortunate. So the goal basically, otherwise in between it's about the plumber and it's about SARS and it's about I wake up in the morning and my back is sore and I'm too old or I'm too young or I'm too underqualified, I'm too overqualified, or just the morass of little details that are not necessarily blissful that flood everybody's lives. Maharishi actually said, don't look for perfection in the relative. Now, if life is only about living in the relative, the changing realms of life, it's going to be a lot of lack of perfection with, if we're fortunate, some happy snapshots. If we're very fortunate, more snapshots. So the goal basically is we want to increase the happy snapshots through nature support, but we also want to grow the backdrop. It's like a tapestry of bliss in which all these little snapshots sit, so that independent of what's happening outside of ourselves, we are happy inside. The funny thing about it is the more we access pure bliss consciousness and grow this permanent happiness, the more the happy snapshots come up. So let us just read a nice quote from Maharishi, and then go through a couple more points. When natural law is out of balance, then nature turns in on herself and tends only to herself to maintain balance. When the environment becomes more coherent and the laws of nature become more balanced, then nature looks outside of herself and begins to bless the nation. The first people she looks to bless are the people who restored her balance. Any energy not consumed in balancing herself will go to bless those helping her. So what Maharishi's making clear here is, you see, when stress builds up in the environment due to man violating natural law, eventually the atmosphere becomes permeated by stress, and we see the ultimate situation in a war, where the war breaks out and there's utter chaos and nature is working so hard just to try and retain some coherence that there's very little nature support for any of the individuals caught up in that situation. The people who continue to meditate, because don't forget, when we meditate, we radiate out around us we broadcast our thoughts all the time, whether they're negative, whether they're positive. We talk about, I could have cut the atmosphere with a knife, or basically we radiate out harmony. So we can, whatever we're radiating out, we're influencing. Maharishi actually says every thought, speech, and action travels out to the ends of the universe. Then it returns, comes straight back to you. So what you put out is coming back to you. So what this quote is actually saying is that as nature comes back into balance again, she's always looking to bless, and the first people she's going to bless are the people who helped her come back into balance, which is going to be you as a meditator. Okay, so let's talk about how are desires fulfilled. Maharishi talks about different categories. You'll know how well are you doing. You'll see yourself on this scale. First of all, we get the person who works unbelievably hard towards a particular goal or on a particular project and doesn't succeed in the end. Just frustration. Second level, the person who works extremely hard on this project or towards this goal but does actually succeed in the end and has that fulfillment. The third will be the person who does it really easily, not working very hard, just putting and shuffling their feet a bit and having that same success. The fourth level will be you get someone else to do it for you. You ask somebody else and they bring you the completed goal or the completed project and you have the fulfillment. The fifth level or the next level will be you don't ask somebody else to do it. Somebody else comes by and says, "Can't I do this for you? Can't I give this to you?" So even without asking, it's fulfilled. And the final level of fulfillment is simply, I have the desire, I experience the fulfillment on the level of consciousness without anything really having to happen outside. So the same fulfillment that I get from actually owning something or achieving something is simply manifested from thought. Or either the fulfillment is inside, or in fact I simply have a thought and it manifests out there without you even bothering with the mechanics, even of somebody else doing it for you or whatever. So you can see, where am I along that scale? Now, there is a mutual attraction in the nature of outer life and the nature of inner life. And that's why Maharishi says there's nothing a meditator can't do, because he's open to the infinite. So what is really important, and if we're looking at our pack of quotes there, is that we never cut our meditation. Because for every little moment you take out of your meditation, you take an equal amount out of your happiness and success. Don't sacrifice your meditation for money. And you'll see that later on in the pack, I've actually given you a quote on the Vedic concept of earning, where basically you can take recourse to natural law to support you and to support your needs without having to strive too hard. Now, in the tape that we're going to hear from Maharishi, he's going to make a couple of main points. He's going to say that thinking must be, or desiring must be, supported by the level of being. So it's all very well to have desires and be ambitious. And if we look at our bubble diagram, if it's all up there on the top level, the A level, but it's not supported by being, there's not likely to be a great deal of success. So that's one very, very important point. The other very important point is that what happens when we transcend is we go to the home of all the laws of nature. The transcendence is like the home of all the laws of nature. It's where nature functions. So we become friendly and familiar with nature. And it's like when you get to know somebody, they're much more willing to look after you and to fulfill your desires. So it's that transcending experience. It's that contact with the unbounded that then gives us the ability to have more nature support afterwards. And the third point, which is a very, very, very precious point, is he says, when the relative pinches too much, when life gets difficult, it's just not filled with bliss, when the relative pinches too much, we turn towards or take recourse to the absolute being transcendence. So when it gets difficult out there, we basically do that. And it reminds me of a quote which says, when we can no longer change the situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. When we can no longer change the situation, we are then challenged to change ourselves. And that is basically what we're doing when we meditate. So now we're going to listen to Maharishi's beautiful tape on nature support. It's about 25 minutes. And then afterwards we'll stop, we'll discuss it, and we'll go through this pack of quotes that I've given you and look at how much richness there is in those quotes as well.